As for how I'd gotten out, I told them I didn't know. I went to sleep one night, I said, and just woke up beside the Merritt Parkway. They went from scoffing at this story to semi-believing it, mostly because I never varied it a single jot or tittle, no matter how many times they asked. And, of course, they already knew how powerful I was, and in ways that were different from the others. "Do you think you're a teleport in some subconscious way, Si?" Finley asked me. "How could I say?" I asked in turn. "Always answer a question with a question. It's a good rule to follow during interrogation, I think, as long as it's a relatively soft interrogation as this one was." "I've never sensed any such ability, but of course we don't always know what's lurking in our subconscious, do we?" "You better hope it wasn't you," Prentice said. "We can live with almost any wild talent around here except that one. That one, Mr. Brodigan, would spell the end even for such a valued employee as yourself." I wasn't sure I believed that, but later Trampas gave me reason to think Prentice might have been telling the truth. Anyway, that was my story, and I never went beyond it. Prentice's houseboy, a fellow named Tassa, a Hume if it matters, would bring in cookies and cans of Nozzola, which I like because it tastes a bit like root beer, and Prentice would offer me all I wanted. After, that was, I told them where I'd gotten my information and how I'd escaped Al Golciento. Then the whole round of questions would start again, only this time with Prentice and the Wheeze munching cookies and drinking Nozzie.